Ah, welcome to Movie Magic.
We would be honored if you would join us.
5, 6, 8.
5, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 3, 1,000.
I am the father.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Are you one of those single-tier people?
All the dogs in King's Landing howl through the night.
They cry out for their true queen.
I'm Batman.
Name's Bond, James Bond.
One of them leads to the castle at the center of the labyrinth, and the other one leads to certain death.
Go ahead, make my day.
He sounds like quite a man.
A passenger has died on the train.
Who gave the order to kill me?
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
Commence primary ignition.
Last week on Movie Magic, I spoke about some of my favorite stop-motion movies, and if you missed it, you can always log on to our podcast page and listen to it. Tokri was top of my list, and if you haven't watched this short claymation movie, watch it first and then watch the making of. The making of is amazing. You can find them both on YouTube. I also talked about a music video, Her Morning Elegance by Israeli singer Oren Lavie, which was shot in stop motion, that you can find on YouTube as well. Now, I'll play you a clip of the song just to refresh your memory.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Now, that video took 48 hours to make without any breaks. It's beautifully done, and besides the song being great, the video is very nice to watch, and those could be just a couple of reasons why it has more than 35 million views. Today on Movie Magic, I'll be talking about some of my favorite war movies. In no order of preference, let's start with Casualties of War. It is based on a New Yorker article by David Lang. Michael J. Fox plays Erickson, a member of an American squadron stationed in the deepest jungles of Southeast Asia. And Sean Penn co-stars as the squadron sergeant who vows revenge after his best friend is killed. Now, he orders his men to invade a village, and they, the so-called, requisition a young Vietnamese girl who's repeatedly tied, gagged, and gang-raped. Don't say I didn't warn you. Michael J. Fox's character is horrified by what's happening, so he refuses to participate in these atrocities. And he does his best to console the girl and to attempt to free her. Now, if I tell you more, I'll be spoiling it for you. The script is by well-known playwright David Rabe.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
The Longest Day is a mammoth all-star recreation of the D-Day invasion. Whenever possible, the original locations were utilized, and an all-star international cast impersonates the people involved, from high-ranking officials to ordinary GIs. Now, each actor speaks in his or her native language, with subtitles, of course, translating for the benefit of all of us. Now, alternate takes were made for each scene with, you know, the foreign actors speaking English, but these were seen only during the first network telecast of the film in 1972. Now, I'm going to list the stars alphabetically by their last names, and you'll, you know, recognize some big names. Eddie Albert, Jean-Louis Barrault, Richard Burton, Red Buttons, Sean Connery, Henry Fonda, Gert Frobe, Kurt Jurgens, Peter Lawford, Robert Mitchum, Kenneth Moore, Edmund O'Brien, Robert Ryan, Jean Servais, Rod Sniger, Robert Wagner, and John Wayne. Paul Anka, who wrote the film's title song, shows up as an army private as well. Now, there's one scene in this movie that is quite intense, and this is when the paratroopers were shot down by German bullets, which actually happened in real life. The Longest Day made millions when it was first released. Now, when I was in lower secondary in the school marching band, the first song that I learned how to play on my trumpet cornet was the instrumental version of Paul Anka's Longest Day.
Many men came here as soldiers. Many men will pass this way. Many men
will count the hours as they live the longest day. Many men are tired and weary. Many men are here to stay. Many men won't see the sunset when it ends the longest day. The longest day, the longest day. This will be the longest day. Filled with hopes and filled with fears. Filled with blood and sweat and tears. Many men, the mighty thousands. Many men to victory. Marching on right into battle. Day in history, the longest day, the longest day. This will be the longest day. Filled with hopes and filled with fears. Filled with blood and sweat and tears. Many men, the mighty thousands. Many men to victory. Marching on right into battle in the longest day in history.
Money FM 89.3. Movie Magic with Colin Gomez.
Oliver Stone is well known for directing war movies. He likes to explore the effects of the Vietnam War. Platoon is one of them and is not an easy film to watch, but it tells the truth. It stars Charlie Sheen and Willem Dafoe. Born on the 4th of July is another of his Vietnam War movies, and that tells the true story of Ron Kovich, played by Tom Cruise, a patriotic all-American small-town athlete who shocks his family by enlisting with the Marines to fight in the Vietnam War. Once he's overseas, however, Kovich's gung-ho enthusiasm turns to horror and confusion when he accidentally kills one of his own men in a firefight. Then a bullet wound leaves him paralyzed from the chest down. Now, when he gets back to the US, he is treated in a veterans hospital, but what happens after seems so very unfair. Now, this film is long, but emotionally powerful, and many consider it as Oliver Stone's best work and Tom Cruise's best performance. Both were nominated for Oscars, as was the film itself, but it was Oliver Stone, who co-wrote the film with Kovich, walked home with the Oscar in his hands for Best Director. Heaven and Earth is Oliver Stone's third Vietnam movie. Now, this film was based on the books When Heaven and Earth Changed Places and Child of War, Woman of Peace, written by the Vietnamese lady Ly Lai Hayslip. And it's about her experiences during and after the Vietnam War. When the Americans got involved in the war, Ly Lai is captured and tortured by South Vietnamese troops and later raped by the Viet Cong because they suspect that she is a traitor. After the rape, her relationship with her village is destroyed and she and her family are forced to move to Saigon, and there they are employed by her family. Now, the master of the household misleads her into believing that he genuinely cares for her. And so she falls for him and gets pregnant by him. The wife, of course, doesn't like it, and Ly Lai is forced to move back to her former province. There, she meets an American gunnery sergeant, Steve Butler, and they fall in love. Okay, I'll just stop there, otherwise I might just give away the ending. Now, since I'm on the roll with Vietnam War movies, I thought I should mention The Killing Fields, which I watched when I was in secondary school. It's quite well acted. In fact, it won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor, Best Editing, and Best Cinematography. It can be quite disturbing and upsetting watching small, innocent children being killed. No film can get more realistic than this. The original score was created by Mike Oldfield, who was Virgin Records' first signing after they bought a place called The Manor and turned it into a recording studio. And Mike Oldfield's first release was Tubular Bells. Now, I would play you the whole piece, but, you know, the song goes on. It's kind of like as if it's on a loop. So I thought I'll just fade it off, if that's okay. I'm Colin Gomez, and this is Movie Magic on Money FM 89.3. After 7 years of staying quiet, Stanley Kubrick comes up with an intense Vietnam War movie, Full Metal Jacket. In the first part of the movie, the actors are going through their basic military training, and they are drilled by a real-life boot camp sergeant. So there's a lot of profanity. Now, if you remember the good old days in national service, you'll be able to identify with it. The second part of the movie takes place in Vietnam. But you know what? It was all filmed in England. Amazing, isn't it?
Money FM 89.3 Movie Magic with Colin Gomez.
Flags of Our Fathers is a 2006 American war film directed, co-produced and scored by Clint Eastwood. It's about the 1945 Battle of Iwo Jima. The five Marines and one Navy guy who were involved in raising the flag on Iwo Jima and the after effects of that event on their lives. Now, you must watch this movie back to back with the companion film Letters from Iwo Jima, which gives you the Japanese perspective of the same war. This one stars Ken Watanabe, one of my favorite actors, and both movies were so well directed by Clint Eastwood. Glory is a Civil War movie that was released back in 1989. The cinematography is exceptional. The story is powerful, and the performance by Denzel Washington is Oscar-winning. It also stars Matthew Broderick and Morgan Freeman. It is one of the best Civil War movies ever made. Saving Private Ryan is a powerful, realistic recreation of World War II's D-Day invasion directed by Steven Spielberg. Tom Hanks' performance is great as he leads his men to look for Private Ryan. After watching this movie, I went to my box set of Band of Brothers, which is made of tin, opened it up and watched the series. Remember that one when it was aired on TV? Well, I really liked the miniseries. Tom Hanks was the executive producer of this series and he also directed an episode. He also had a cameo in one of the episodes as a British officer. In fact, this series has a lot of well-known actors that if you blink, you'll kind of miss them or you probably won't recognize them. Let me name you a few. Jacques Gustave, the Austrian soccer goalkeeper. Yep, he was a German officer. Colin Hanks, yes, he's Tom Hanks' son, played a lieutenant. Then there's Michael Fassbender, who played the younger version of Magneto in X-Men. Well, he's in this series as well. Simon Pegg of Star Trek, Mission Impossible, who works very closely with director Edgar Wright in his movies like Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and World's End, was in two episodes as well. Yes, all these actors were in Band of Brothers, and like I said, if you blink, you'll miss them, except for David Schwimmer of Friends. Now, you won't miss him in the first three episodes as an annoying officer during the basic military training. I love this series as it brings back memories of another war series back in the early 70s when I was in primary school. I'll just play that theme right now.
We'll be right back.
That's the full version theme from Combat. Combat was the name of the series, and it starred Vic Morrow and Rick Jason. Although the series had five seasons that ran from 1963 to 1967 in the US, in Singapore, it was aired in the 70s. That's when I was in primary school. And yes, it was in black and white. My primary school classmates and I would, you know, watch it in our own home in the evenings. And the next day in school, which I must emphasize, St. Michael's School, which is now St. Joseph's Junior, we would reenact the scenes and play Combat in the long jump pit, using it as a bunker. We'll just lie down in our school uniforms. We didn't care whether we got dirty or not. Now, some of us would be Americans and some of us would be Germans. And although I knew in the series the good guys were the Americans, I would be a German soldier as long as my classmate, Ian Martin, was one of them. Boy, did we have fun playing Combat with our imaginary guns and hand grenades. Speaking of fun, time passes really quickly when we're having fun, yeah? And there are more war movies that I would like to talk about, but I would have to leave that for another day. Now, war movies are exciting to watch. And if you're a kid, you know, it's exciting to play war movies as well. But in real life, when you hear and see gunshots or explosions, it's frightening and devastating. You have probably seen the videos of the Beirut blast. Now, all I can do is pray for the people who lost their families and friends, as well as for the injured and those who lost their lives. I'm Colin Gomez. I'll see you next time on Movie Magic, right here on Money FM 89.3.